B'tochen for Life, Shir number 86, Monday, Parshas Nasai. We are discussing from the Charedim that the pasuk that says Tamim Tia im Hashem Aleikecha is the source of the mitzvah of B'tochen, and we explain that a person should live life with more of a hands-off approach. Now, we wanted to just elaborate on this. This doesn't mean that a person shouldn't have wants, that a person shouldn't want to have a parnosa, a person shouldn't want to be healthy, a person should just throw up his hands and say whatever Hashem does is great. That is a wonderful madrega, and in Mirtz Hashem, one day we will analyze that madrega, but for right now, that's not what we are discussing. What we're trying to say is very simple. The pasuk of Tamim Tia Im Hashem Aleikecha is coming off of the concept of a person following stargazers and people that foresee the future. And the concept is like this. There are certain people that are always 10 steps ahead of themselves. They have to make sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and everything in life has to be worked out exactly the way they understand it. And that is not Tmimus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People that are constantly looking for the future and the analysts and trying to read the polls and all these kind of things is not a concept of being a tumim with Hashem. Is taking your destiny into your own hands. So even though a person does naturally have wants and does naturally have needs, and he should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send him what he wants and what he needs, like we said many times. But the general attitude in life is not constantly being in charge of our destiny. It's not our business to figure out exactly how everything is going to work out. Will there be a second wave? Will there not be a second wave of corona? It's not our business. We shouldn't be busy with these things. A person that lives with B'tochen understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him and everything is going to work out, not just work out. Everything is going to be perfect. That is the attitude of a Baal B'tochen. And that's what we mean on a hands-off approach. So for example, someone approached me on Shabbos and said that he had a tremendous loss in the stock market. Now that's true, that is a very big nisayon, and a person has to work on his B'tochen to be able to respond to that. But the truth is, if we take a little bit of a step back, and we would think to ourselves, it's not our responsibility to make money in the stock market. We want to have parnasa, and maybe even we want to have wealth. That's not what we're discussing now. A person can want to be rich too. But he doesn't have to be busy that the money has to come from there, or from here, or from there. And if his stock goes down, he gets nervous because what's going to be with his money? Hands-off approach means just relax. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even send you wealth if you rely on him. But don't be so busy with every detail. And sometimes it can be difficult because we try to do hishtadlus and we want the hishtadlus to work. And when it seems to us that it's not working, it's difficult. And that's true. But at the same time, when a person works on his hishtadlus, he has to remind himself that he is not in charge. He is sitting in the back seat. And there is a pilot. And the pilot is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we just relax and calm down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And that is Tamim Tia Im Hashem Aleikecha. The general attitude in life is a backseat approach. The seat is very comfortable, just relax. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care. As long as you don't jump ahead and try to get into the cockpit, the plane will get to exactly where you want to get.